3, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. We're live on the campus of Middle Tennessee State University at Floyd Stadium. It is raining here in Murfreesboro.
Pouring down rain.
Yeah. Right. So it's never mind. It's amazing when we go down one of our rabbit holes how things blow up.
Right.
I mean, people are tweeting at us, texting us different movie quotes. Rocky Top Buck says, "I want my $2." Which one is that? That's on the.
Damn it, Rocky Top. I want my $2.
I want to say, is that like, is that a Nicholson movie?
My $2.
I'm thinking about, where are the turtles, right, Nick?
Right.
where are the chocolate turtles?
The turtles! Where are the turtles?
oh, yeah, Kalina, thank you. Mommy dears, no wire hangers. We don't need wire hangers. That's such a good, good quote. That's so iconic. I'm surprised more sports quotes aren't on there because we love sports quotes. I mean, yo, Adrian. I mean, that's like the only sports. And show me the money that have made the list.
All right. Speaking of, okay. you have the win percentage of all-time week one, the all-time week one winning percentage for all 32 NFL teams.
All right. So who do you think has the worst opening day winning percentage? What team, franchise, has the worst opening day winning percentage?
I will say either Cleveland or Detroit.
Cleveland's at 30, all right? The Panthers at 32, Saints at 31. Your Tennessee Titans come in at 16. They are 32-32 all-time in week one games. 50%. Not bad. This begins their 65th year.
This is going to sound, and it's not meant to be a shot. It's going to sound like a shot at them. But, I mean, that seems right because I feel like they've always kind of been right there in the middle.
Tie number one, all-time winning percentage all right, week one.
Let me take a guess here.
There are two teams tied at number one.
See, I think this is harder because, like, you know, you want to say New England, you want to, but they were bad for a long time too.
New England's third. They have 57% winning percentage.
Dallas
is number one.
Okay.
They win 63% of their opening week games. Tied at number one with the Dallas Cowboys are the Denver Broncos.
The Denver Broncos.
Denver also wins 63% of their opening games, week one games. The Titans come in at 16 at 32-32. Overall, the Broncos were 40-23-1. The Cowboys were 40-23-1. That happens there. Now, like, the usual suspects are there. The Browns, the Cardinals, bringing up the rear, the Bucks, the Bengals. These are all teams that have been bad for the majority of their career. But the Texans are 11-11. Jags are at 50% as well. But the Broncos seem to do well on opening games.
And look, I think that goes back to what we were talking about in the first hour of – or the second hour, whenever it was, why it's important for the Titans to win this game because of what it can do. You know, I know it doesn't define the whole season, but it can.
I think
it can help.
Nevada Josh sent us a text earlier about what it means to win the opening game and what it means to lose opening game. I think, like, if you lose the opening game, you fall into, like, the under 25% bracket that you make the playoffs. I mean, the numbers are what the numbers – I'm not a big stat guy, but the numbers are what the numbers are. We got the old – what do you call it? The lift behind us back there working.
We need a lift sometimes.
We do. I was wondering if somebody did something to the sewage back there. I thought that was something with the plumbing.
I'm just backing up. The alarm's going off. What's happening?
Well,
there?
It is 2 o'clock, so there's a lot of sewage being spilled.
Oh, ew. So you see what happens when you win. That's why we talked earlier of why this game is so massively important for this franchise at this moment to go out and win, because all the things that have gone on the last year, 2 years basically, and to see what you can do. That's why this game, winning this game on Sunday, is paramount, man. Big time.
I do find, like, stats like that interesting. And then Bill Barnwell also had his playoff predictions for – I think he does this every year, but it's picking all 14 teams to make the playoffs, and then he has, you know, the ones that are out. So the division winners, will they make it back? Kansas City, he says he has them winning the AFC West. The Buffalo Bills, he has them winning the AFC East. The Philadelphia Eagles, he has them winning the NFC East. Baltimore Ravens, he has them taking the North in the playoffs. Detroit, he has them as an NFC wild card team this year. Houston Texans, out of the playoffs.
Okay.
According to Bill Barnwell. I was skeptical of the Texans last season, and while they managed to hold on to their division title and win a playoff game for the second consecutive year, I don't regret holding that opinion. The hype about the additions of – yeah, okay, he goes on and on.
Well, then who wins it?
Well, I'm getting there. I guess he's saying – all right. So he has he doesn't say that yet. Hang on, I'm getting there. Sorry.
Come on, Bill.
I lost my spot. Okay. In for the Rams, he had the Rams. He has them out of the playoffs for 2025. He has the Bucks out of the playoffs for 2025. Now he goes into wild card teams from last year. He has the Packers winning the NFC North this year. He has the Vikings out of the playoffs. He has the Chargers as an AFC wild card. He has the Broncos out of the playoffs.
Okay.
He has the Steelers in the playoffs as a wild card team.
All right.
Interesting. He has the Commanders out of the playoffs this year. Which long shots will make an unexpected trip to the postseason? He has the 49ers as the NFC West champions. For the AFC South champions, he has the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Throw that list away now. So, I mean, there's no way Jacksonville wins this division.
He has the Bears in the NFC wild card.
No.
He has the Falcons winning the NFC South.
No.
He has the Bengals in an AFC wild card.
Okay.
And then he has the Arizona Cardinals as an NFC wild card.
Good Lord. Was he drunk when he wrote this list? The Cardinals are the most hapless franchise ever.
He has Packers Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
It's Super Bowl
two? Three.
Two.
Yeah, two.
No. One.
One. Yeah, you're right. It is one.
Packers and Chiefs. It was Packers and the Raiders were two. Jets, Dolphins three, and then four was the Chiefs beat
Colts?
I don't remember who they beat in four.
I think it might have been the Colts.
Damn it, Chase. They got me going to the Google machine now.
Because the Colts were – well, no, maybe not. He has the Chiefs beating the Packers 24-17 in the Super Bowl.
But, okay, I would like to see Kansas City get beat.
Sure. And I think that division's a lot better than people think.
I'm trying. Computer taking time to find things out on its own. Good. It's always fun. List of Packers defeated the Chiefs in the first Super Bowl. Before the 1970 merger, the Packers got it done. Beat those. I don't know. I mean, I think that would be something to get them to the I'm sure Aaron Rodgers would hate that if the Packers get there, but Matt LaFleur would be there. Super Bowl IV was Chiefs beat the Vikings.
Vikings, that's right.
You know, we did the all-time list of the opening teams opening week. The Vikings are four and the Chargers are eight. Neither one of them have a Super Bowl. The Vikings not having a Super Bowl is something because that's a really good franchise, been really good throughout the years. Nothing to show for it. 0-4 in the Super Bowl.
I felt semi-bad for the Bills because they were featured in that documentary, the Cowboys documentary, quite a bit because it's just like they just ran into a buzzsaw and they thought they had it every year.
Well, I mean, they should have beat the Giants.
Yeah.
Should have. They missed the field goal. Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells game planning against the Super Bowl versus the Giants versus the Bills. Because the Bills were doing the hurry-up offense.
Yeah.
And so they said, we're going to just drain the clock. And they drained the clock and won the game. But the one they probably should have won, the Bills, that one and maybe the next year versus the Redskins, but the Cowboys were so good. And that game, the Super Bowl game, when Garth sang and Michael Jackson and the Rose Bowl and all that stuff, that's they were Cowboys were electric.
Which one was Jim Kelly out of?
I don't remember. None of them?
No, maybe I'm thinking of the Giants. I'm thinking of Hostetler.
Yeah, because Sims blew his Achilles out, maybe it might have been, and then Hostetler came in and played.
Well, Jim Kelly missed the playoff game against the Oilers because that was Frank Reich.
That's correct.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line, driven by WilsonCountyHoney.com. Speaking of the Cowboys, it's our NFL game of the week on 1025 the game tomorrow night as the Cowboys take on the defending champ Philadelphia Eagles at 720. It is presented by Circus Sportsbook in Kentucky and Macero in 12 South. Michelle Kennedy will join us at the bottom of the hour. It's Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025 the game here on this Wednesday at MTSU. We're at the Omni tomorrow. Proud sponsor of this here program. We'll be at Bar Lines. So looking forward
Can't
to that.
Wait. Special guest tomorrow, right?
Maybe.
But it's a tease.
Yep. Not confirmed yet. But maybe.
Shocker. Out of our hands.
Yep.
oh, my gosh.
Probably not.
I don't remember what I was going to. Oh, by the way, did you see? All right. This is what I was going to bring up. So SiriusXM has added new people to their.
Go ahead.
You okay?
Yeah.
SiriusXM has added new people to their lineup, including Rand Carthon.
Why? Why? Let's do a segment, how to dismantle a football team. And we've got an expert on that right now. Let's go to Rand Carthon. Rand, wake up. What? Oh man.
Is he gonna have is he gonna wear a hat that has a fake SiriusXM logo on it?
That is Buddy created, yeah. Oh my god.
Look, I
he's going.
Look, good for him that he's doing media stuff. It's just like,
yeah.
Because look, he's not the only bad GM to do that.
What's the great Chris Rock line? If I talk about somebody, he's like, "Are they here? No? Well, then screw them." Yeah. I get it, but I mean, what qualifications does he have? I mean, honestly.
What not to do?
What not to do?
I don't know.
Who to avoid? You know, they're walking in the hall over at Titans Center or whatever, and they'd see. You know, you walk down a long hall, any job you're at, and you're one-on-one, like, oh, God. He probably saw Amy walk or Vrabel walking in the hallway. He's like, oh, no, what's going on
here? One of the things
here?
Mike's always says is that the ball isn't round, so you don't know how it's going to bounce. You know, and I don't think the ball bounced our way.
All seriousness.
Uh-oh.
Look, we make fun and joke and everything, but I just want to know, when he walks into the SiriusXM studios, was there a crowd of people to greet him and give him a standing ovation?
That's
what I want to know.
From a friend, I think it was his wife worked there, and it was like, what are we doing again? When Rand walked in the facility, everybody went crazy like Mick Jagger's walking in. That was the alleged quote from a friend of mine's wife. It's like, why are we here again? They had no idea what was going on. If you go back and watch that whole thing of Rand Carthon walking into the building over there, oh, Amy, what were you doing that day? Who talked you into that, Amy? Who talked you into that?
The Bears did it with Ben Johnson.
I saw that. Just – Vrabel's that guy, like, I'm just going to come in the back door and sneak in. I'm going to wear a janitor suit and I can know I'm here and get to work and all that stuff. Who the Patriots got on Sunday? I'm so looking forward to see how this works out for him up there, just because it's Vrabel and how it ended here and what could have been. And I get it. He didn't win a playoff game since 19. I know all that stuff.
Right. Do what? Okay.
Oh, Raiders at home. Okay, thank you.
Well, you were like, Raiders at home.
is Vrabel here? Are you whispering around that he's around here?
It's like, Nick, you have permission to talk.
Right. I was in talk back today. I don't even know the air. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, just say
did
it.
Did that weirdo Bill Barnwell have the Patriots going to the playoffs?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
All right, here are all the openers. This is what we got in week one.
Okay.
Cowboys at Eagles tomorrow night. Chiefs and Chargers in Brazil Friday night.
Okay.
Then Sunday, Bucks at Falcons.
Ooh, I like that early season division matchup.
Battle of Ohio in week one. Bengals at Browns.
Ooh, even like better. That.
Dolphins at Colts.
Okay.
Battle of Cats, Panthers at Jags.
Oh, boy.
It's a cat fight.
That's a one-star game.
Raiders at Patriots.
Four-star.
Cardinals at Saints.
One-star.
Steelers at Jets. Little intrigue there. Aaron Rodgers. They switch quarterbacks.
I'll give you three stars.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. Giants at Commanders.
Two stars.
Titans at Broncos.
One.
49ers at Seahawks.
Two.
Lions at Packers.
Four.
Texans at Rams.
One.
Sunday Night Football features the Ravens at the Bills.
Four.
And then Monday Night Football, the Vikings at the Bears.
Four.
Yeah.
They're not doing a double dip on Monday night?
Nope.
All right, good. Oh, I like this.
That might be week two.
I like this. I like Sunday night Ravens at the Bills.
Two Monday night games in week two. Bucks at the Texans, Chargers at the Raiders.
Oh, I like Chargers at the Raiders.
And then the Sunday night game that week is Falcons, Vikings, and we also have the Thursday night game, the Commanders at the Packers.
What's the love for the Falcons? They've got like five or six primetime games. I don't know. They did nothing. I mean, because you got a new quarterback, I mean, who did okay last year. I mean, I don't get the love for Atlanta. Did Arthur Blank go and say, give us a little love right now? I don't know. And the Vikings the same way. Last year was the same thing.
Mike in Lebanon says, my God, I want to be fired by the Titans so bad. It's great for the pocketbook and the career.
It is. Truly is. I mean, what is she? She's paying John? She was paying Vrabel. Vrabel's
John,
off.
John ran. Yeah, just those two right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Because
maybe Vrabel, some assistants. I don't know.
Right?
Yeah.
Man, that is good for the pocketbook.
Probably not.
So.
Probably not. Don't do dumb that hurt the team.
Nick, can you please play the hands one? That makes me
there
laugh.
It is.
Why are you holding your hands like that?
I'm trying to get a question in here.
Well, then ask the question. Don't. No, I'm just saying, like, you look ridiculous.
I just love that one so much. Oh, you know, for those that don't know, I mean, the Titans media is a close-knit group, but the day that Mike Vrabel told David Beauclair to not stand next to him and sit, have a seat out there, and Beauclair's like, no, I'm not moving. we love David Beauclair for the simple fact that he did not just stood there. And Robbie, yeah. And so Vrabel looked at Robbie, the old PR guy, and Robbie froze. And Beauclair just sat there chewing on his matchstick, didn't care. I was like, yes, the best.
Show him. 615-737-1025. So I think it's a good week one matchup.
Yeah, I like it.
And then let's see, what do we got in the old college ball?
It's Oklahoma and Michigan's the big game.
Yeah, Texas plays San Jose State. Yawn. Illinois at Duke. Florida State plays East Texas A&M. Iowa State.
That's the big noon kickoff game,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Baylor and SMU. Grambling plays Ohio State. Austin Peay goes to Georgia. Oklahoma State, Oregon. Troy goes to Clemson. Ole Miss, Kentucky. That's an interesting one.
Come on, Kentucky.
East Tennessee goes to Tennessee. South Florida, Florida.
That's a good one.
South Carolina State plays South Carolina. La Tech at LSU. Arizona State, Mississippi State. That's kind of intriguing.
Oh, that game's in Starkville.
Yeah.
Dr. Crane, I'm telling you, they could 2-0. You knock off a team that went to the College Football Playoff next year.
And then Michigan, Oklahoma, as you mentioned, and UL Monroe and Alabama.
Boy, a lot of eyeballs on that game. Gosh almighty. Could you imagine if they lost Louisiana Monroe? Kayla DeBoer might go back to Monroe with that football team.
Yeah, he might be like, hey, coach. Coach, you stay here. We're going to switch places.
We're just going to be.
I don't even know who the University of Louisiana Monroe coach is, but he might take over.
He's in the second because they fired Terry Bowden was there. So they fired Terry 2 years ago, and this new coach took over. It was really good. He might be the athletic director as well. I mean, we didn't even talk about it. I mean, if they beat Alabama, what's the spread?
Bryant Vincent.
Beat Alabama. Holy hell.
I think it was like 26 and a half.
I mean, honestly, Chase, I mean, think about that. Mm-mm. Oh, my goodness.
Not good for sure. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Michelle Kennedy. We haven't talked to her in a while.
Good.
About the Predators on sale date for their single game tickets. Training camp's coming up. We'll do all that. Coming up next, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Oh, can't wait to hear that song. Hopefully a lot this year at Bridgestone Arena, the Nashville Predators, the season. It's going to be here before we know. We say hello to Madam President Michelle Kennedy, who is on the line with us. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's we've gotten through Labor Day, so it is hockey season around these parts. I understand we've got a little detail of football season and stuff like that that's going on right now, but in Smashville, it's time to play hockey, my friend.
It is, and coming up Friday morning, and I know there's some opportunities to get them before this time, but the general public will have a chance at 9 o'clock Friday morning for single game tickets to go on sale for the 2025-2026 season, and I know there's a little bit of an incentive if you live here in Smashville.
There is indeed. So the general public will have access to tickets on the 12th, Friday the 12th, but you know how we get kind of twitchy around here when opposing fans come into our building. So
yep.
We are going to give local Smashville residents an opportunity for the first shot at those single game tickets with a 20% discount on September 9th, 10th, and 11th. So Smashville, come on and grab those tickets, the 9th, 10th, and 11th, so we don't even have any to sell to anyone outside of our viewing area by the 12th.
I love that you use the promo code SMASH20 to get that. And also, you can get early access by joining the Preds database. You just got to text Preds to 833-453-2488, and you can unlock some opportunities to buy some tickets on September 8th. So a lot of incentive here for being on the puck, as they like to say.
We do like to say that.
Yeah,
there's some exciting stuff happening this week, too. You want to hear about that?
Yeah, sure. Tell me.
All right. Well, tomorrow, mark your calendars, we are going to put many plans on sale, and you're going to be able to buy 7 tickets for the price of 5. We're going to announce our theme nights for the year, and there are going to be some that are, you know, the old tried and true that people love. We're going to have some new ones, and then, as if that's not enough, you're going to find out who the bobblehead series is this year. We had such a great time with our Music City bobblehead series last year with Keith Urban and Tim McGraw and Trisha Yearwood and Jelly Roll and Vince and Amy that we're going to bring it back again this year. So I can't tell you who they are, but you're only a day away from learning that. I'm really excited about repeating that very popular series.
Well, I know Big Joe is expecting his call to get modeled for one, but I guess it's not going to happen this year.
Big Joe, we had some trouble with your agent.
Well, I know. I mean, he's busy over on YouTube. Michelle Kennedy's with us from the Nashville Predators right now. All right, so listen, theme night, massive success. Bobblehead, massive success. How much planning and work goes in to all this? Because it's not something you throw together on a Monday and, hey, we're going to announce on a Thursday. You guys put a lot of detail into this, don't you?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. And again, we laid the foundation last year and saw just how hugely popular it was. But, you know, we have a short list of folks, and we talk to their management and their agents, and we ask for their IP rights to be a part of the bobblehead series. And so we're really excited with the lineup that we have this year. And then in addition to Music City, music-centered personalities, our very own Philip Forsberg is going to have his own bobblehead this year, complete with a bobbling mustache. because as you know, we're going to be playing in his home country in November. So as a part of our global series, Phil's going to have his very own bobblehead this year. That's the only one I can reveal today.
So when tickets go on sale and people want to grab those next week with the code, I mean, all 40 games available to grab tickets for?
Well, we'll have some gold games. You know, again, we get twitchy when opposing fans get in our building, so there'll be some parameters around some of those games. But yes, 40 games, you know, our 41st is in Sweden this year, so 40 games will be on sale. And hopefully, as I said before, hopefully we have all Smashville residents snapping up all those tickets that are available so that we can have a raucous gold-based fan in here for 40 different fun nights.
I love all of it, but that November 1st, the Preds Golden Hall induction that night, and they play Calgary. I mean, that'd be a game I'd love to go see because I think you guys did such a good job last year when they inducted Mr. Poyle, Shea, and Pekka into the Golden Hall. I think that is a game. If I'm a Preds fan, I need to go to that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will have in-game pomp and circumstance to celebrate this year's inductees in the manner in which they deserve, and absolutely November 1st. But before that, don't forget the home opener. On 10-9, we open against the Columbus Blue Jackets, and it's going to be all the fun things that you always count on, and there are always a few surprises in Smashville. But we'll have the gold carpet, we'll have a plaza party, and we will kick off this 25-26 season in style, and we will be looking to do what many people don't think we can do. We're looking to prove people wrong this year. You know, there's no secret that last year didn't go as we hoped it would. And this year we're going to have a whole lot of fun proving a lot of people wrong and playing some really great hockey.
Michelle Kennedy is with us from the Nashville Predators, Madam President. I want to go back to the Golden Hall thing for a second. How much fun is it now that the three obvious, you know, were put in the first year, and now people are guessing, like, okay, who's next? Like, could it be David Legwan? You know, could it be Thomas Vokoun? You know, and throwing out all these names. To me, that's kind of fun that people make their own lists of who should go in next.
Oh, it's awesome. You know, it's just a part of us continuing to build the tradition of Smashville. It's, you know, we celebrated our 25th season a couple seasons ago, and the Golden Hall was something that we introduced just on the other side of that. And so as we continue to build the history of Smashville, it's really fun to see that happening. And you know, those people who are guessing who the next one's going to be, the other fun thing is that a lot of those people learned to skate in our Ford Ice Centers and have been a part of our organization for a long time. So we really try hard around here, and I think we do a pretty good job, if I can say so myself, of creating a family feel within our organization and among our fan base. And, you know, this Golden Hall is just a continuation of that aspiration on our part.
So, again, regular season single-game tickets will go on sale Friday morning at 9 o'clock. There are opportunities to get them early. But also, if you want to jump in and be a season ticket holder, you can do that now. Just go to SmashvilleLoyal.com, correct?
Idea. Why wait for all the drama of the single game on sale? Jump into our Smashville Loyal family and you will have 20% discount. You'll get early access to all these things that we're talking about now, in addition to so many more things. We have a great lineup of benefits for our Smashville Loyal folks, and we would love to welcome anyone out there listening into that family.
You can text PREDS to 833-453-2488 to unlock ticket opportunities beginning on September 8th. So that is something to keep in mind. But again, Smashville Loyal, and also starting, you'll get the 20% discount when you use the code SMASH20 when the general public on sale happens on September 9th. So keep that in mind. You got to be a Smashville resident. So Tennessee, Kentucky, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia in the Predators television markets. That's how you can get all that. But, Michelle, it's here. I mean, we're going to be playing games at the end of this month here in the preseason, and I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. I know you two guys will be there. You don't want to miss any gold moments. And all you folks out there listening, please come down here and join us. We are ready to entertain and ready to play some hockey.
Michelle, thank you so much, and we will see you soon.
All right. See you guys. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Michelle Kennedy joining us here on the program, the president of the Nashville Predators. Coming up next, everyone's favorite. I know people are looking forward to it. Coming up, it's celebrity birthdays, yes. And what day is it? Here on Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday live at MTSU, and appreciate them for having us here today. We're going to be traveling with them up to Wisconsin. So Friday, the 12 o'clock hour, will be a special MTSU hour. Chris Massaro going to join us, Chip Walters, and everybody. So looking forward to it.
We got a fun show planned for you. And then Saturday, the MTSU Blue Raiders take on Wisconsin. A game you can hear on 93.3. Totally, yeah, it's starting at 1:30 pregame and 2:30 with the trail off a little bit like that.
Did I trail off?
No, me.
Oh, okay.
And I do that because of one great, you know, I'm a huge Miami Vice fan. Yes. Love Miami Vice. So the Lieutenant Castillo in there, you know, he talks really low. If he probably didn't say it, but he used to talk low on the show. And they said, why do you speak that way? You know, your lieutenant, a big actor, big role. He said, the lower I speak, the more you lean in. Think about that.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're like, what did you say? You lean in. I got you. I was like, oh, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant. Mm-hmm. You know what else is brilliant? Celebrity birthdays. Yes. And what day is it? And, of course, it is brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Jarrett Fire Division covers all of your business fire safety needs. Go to JarrettFire.com. Above and beyond industry standards.
All right. First on the list, we have Global Talent Acquisition Day. So congrats to that. Yes. National Baby Back Ribs Day is today. Well, my baby back, baby back, baby back. Yep. All right. National Skyscraper Day is today. And then this one, I'm not sure what it is. National Welsh Rarebit Day.
Oh, that's when you get bit by a Welsh.
Oh. I don't know.
So watch out for all the Welsh out there.
Sounds like a STD. I'm going to pass.
Holy
yes, hell. Family Day is today as well. So shout
family
out to all those
show.
Bowlers out
you
there.
Hey, you take that nonsense to YouTube.
I'm okay.
We are on YouTube.
Oh, damn it.
Twitch and Twitter.
And Twitter.
Right.
That's all I got. Wrap it up is U.S. Bowling League Day. So shout out to all the bowlers.
Is the National Chianti Day is not on there?
No.
Okay. Somewhere it was out there. All right. Anyway. All right. Time for celebrity birthdays. You got to get these within two. Our first birthday is he's a lead guitar player for the Beach Boys, Al Jardine. He's one of the little bitty guys.
76.
84.
83 years old. Nicky knows those little musicians. All right. I love pop. You know what I love? Pop-up ads. Charlie Sheen.
Ooh.
How old's Charlie Sheen?
63.
72.
60. Somebody told me Charlie Sheen's brother lives in Nashville. Not Emilio Estevez, but I think it's Ramon lives here. So we are crack squad on the text line. Will figure that out for us. Let's go down here and see what else we got. Actress Kaia Gerber. She is Cindy Crawford's daughter. She's beautiful.
Who?
Kaia Gerber. Cindy Crawford's daughter.
31.
38.
24. 38. You even know who Cindy Crawford is?
Heard of the name.
She's one of the most beautiful women of all time. All right, let's get down here some more. Papa, love pop-up ads. All right, here we go here. Guitar player Steve Jones of the Sex Pistols.
64.
71.
70.
Nice.
Let's see. Actress Valerie Perrine. She was Miss Tess Mocker in Superman. Miss Tess Mocker that Lex Luthor yelled at.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to say 62.
64.
82 years old. Let's see here. Are you doing okay? How are we doing? Doing all right? Okay. How are we doing today? I don't know any. We're going to go sports. Screw that. NBA basketball coach, legend, Dick Motta.
81. Is that Thad Motta's dad?
Could be. I don't know.
88.
94, former Miami receiver, Seattle Seahawks receiver, Benny Blades.
58. 59.
Dr. Nice. Crane's up 3-0. Former Houston Oilers receiver, fantasy football dream when they ran the run and shoot back in the day. Former Houston Oilers, Ernest Givens. 64.
63.
61. Dr. Crane's up 4-0.
Dang.
He won the World Series in 2001 with a walk-off hit over the Yankees. Luis Gonzalez, he played for the Diamondbacks.
53.
57. 58. Dr. Crane's up 5-0. Border Olympic skateboard, Sean White.
47.
42.
39. And finally, a birthday is going to make us all feel old.
This is leap year for you there, Dr. Crane.
This will all make us feel old. How old is the freak Javon Curse?
Oh. 50.
49.
Exactly. Boom. And the final, that's all we got. Dr. Crane wins 7-0.
Good job, Dr. Crane.
Thank you. Bang my chest real fast.
Larry, hey.
Hey, that's illegal in 7 states.
It's legal here.
With that, apparently, with that, let's get to the mashup.
And welcome into the Wednesday edition of the very, very fun and qualified Chase and Big Joe show.
Absolutely. There's a lot of chest beating going on lately. Some probably not warranted, but his would be good.
But you do it when you win celebrity birthdays, America's favorite game.
I do. I do. Dr. Crane does too.
Right.
Once every leap year when I bang my chest.
Where it's all right, all right, all right. The days are confused.
All right, all right, all right. Brian?
And to watch. The mood is tense. I have been on some serious, serious reports, but nothing quite like this. Ching King is inside right now. I tried to get an interview with him, but they said, nope, you can't do that. He's a live bear. He will literally rip your face off.
If you build it, he will come.
Yep.
What I said to Panda Express and Donaldson. If you build that, I will come see you. I'm thinking about, where are the turtles, right, Nick?
Right.
Where are the chocolate turtles?
The turtles! Where are the turtles?
The turtles. Where are the Summer turtles? Sausage. Where are the turtles?
Come on, guys, get out of here.
Where are the turtles? Where are they?
Joe
had
some trouble with your agent.
Well, I know. I mean, he's busy over on YouTube.
And you can watch the Chase and Big Joe show on YouTube as well, on Twitter, on Twitch. We're on multiple platforms. And listen to us on the radio.
That's the best spot.
From noon to 3.
Yep.
Well done.
Oh, good job, Dr. Crane, with that.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
You're the best.
Well done indeed. That is going to do it for us today.
We leave all our show, our message. We've had it for 2 years. And look, to all the guys who've reached out to us the last 2 years who are going through something, thank you, thank you, thank you for trusting us. We love you so much and glad that you are here. If you are struggling, need to talk to somebody, we're always here for you. Or you can reach out to our good friends at Unity Psychiatric Care. Just go to thegamenashville.com, click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. There's a drop down for Unity Psychiatric Care located right here in Middle Tennessee. Help is just around the corner. You do not have to go through this alone. We tell you all the time, I tell you all the time, our world is a better place because you are here and you are so loved. Know that, not just by us, but know this more than anything else, that God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD coming up next here on 102.5 The Game.